This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now, we all have giants and strongholds that we have to face at some point. And to be a healthy believer, we must seek the Lord for the strength to pull down the strongholds that try to keep us bound. One preacher said that a stronghold is a mindset. It's a value system or a thought process that hinders your growth. Now, I want you to notice how the mind is very much at the center of this definition, and I believe that that's the reason why we're called to renew our minds. I believe that near enough every stronghold people encounter, any stronghold people wrestle with, that stronghold will have formed roots in that person's mind. It'll have contaminated the mind to some extent. Pride can be a stronghold. Anger can be a stronghold. Alcohol, lying, sexual immorality, these all can be strongholds. But notice this. If you really think about it, the mind is involved in all of these areas. For pride, you think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Anger often boils and festers in the mind before it explodes. Sexual immorality stems from lust. And where does lust really get activated? In the mind. In the mind. Strongholds are linked to your mind. This is why I believe in Philippians 4:8, we're told to focus on whatever is true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good rapport. So we're told to meditate and think about these things. Why? Well, to keep our mind occupied. To keep our minds filled with things that are linked to the kingdom of God. This is so that the devil has no room. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 is another verse I want to give you in order to really illustrate why the mind is so crucial in this context. It says, "In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Again, we see a reference to the mind. So how does the devil blind the minds of people? I believe it's through the formation of strongholds. He uses deception to lure people into captivity and into a mindset where they are oppressed and bound. However, let me make it abundantly clear that, as children of God, we reject the enemy's schemes. We rebuke every seed that the enemy attempts to plant in our minds. We trust in the blood of Jesus Christ to break every chain, and we look to Jesus to continually help us to work out our salvation. So if there is an area that you can identify in your life, don't be condemned, but be convicted to fight the good fight. So how do you identify a stronghold? Well, the best way to identify what the stronghold you face in your life is, you have to look at the area in your life where you face a constant battle, the area that you struggle the most. And the reason you need to identify this is because the devil is cunning and deceitful. He will know what the giant or stronghold struggle with is. And so we need to be alert, because the devil will plant a seed in your mind, a seed that he will attempt to entice you with. And should you bite the bait, not only will that seed lead you to fall into sin or oppression, but it then opens the door to a potential stronghold or some kind of bondage. As an enemy, the devil will never present someone else's weakness or struggles to you. He will not plant a thought about alcohol when he knows you struggle with lust. No, he will always find the area that you are the weakest in, and he will use that against you. That's why it's so important for us to be honest with ourselves and look introspectively at the areas we need deliverance from, because the enemy will see that as a route to disrupt our walk with Christ.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This point is supported by 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, where the Bible says, "So that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs." The devil is witty and has evil designs, so we must be diligent. We must be vigilant. We must be alert and always on guard against any potential breach by the enemy in our minds. Now, I would like to point out the different types of strongholds that we can potentially face. Giants and strongholds come in different forms, sizes, and shapes. Here are some common strongholds that affect people's lives. Unforgiveness, manipulation, pride, lying, drunkenness, sexual sin, anger, fear. Let me just highlight a couple of examples. Fear is a stronghold because we are told that God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's something that we are not given. But when someone becomes ruled by fear and governed by the spirit of fear, then it becomes a stronghold. This is not to say you cannot feel fear. You can. But children of God are not, should not be ruled by fear. And when it comes to unforgiveness, we are told in the book of Matthew to forgive 70 times 7, which symbolizes boundless forgiveness. So for anyone who keeps grudges, who keeps a scorecard, that becomes a stronghold, apart from opening up the door to sin in your life. It's also important to have awareness of all the other places where strongholds or giants can come from. Unrepented sin, family bloodlines, false or wrong patterns of thinking. So how can unrepented sin become a stronghold? Well, let's take this man as an example. A Christian man who lies consistently. He is aware that he's lying and persists to lie. He chooses not to repent because in his mind, he feels the need to tell all of these lies. Otherwise, how is he going to look at people and what will they think about him? He doesn't want to give off the wrong impression. He wants to fit in. Well, going back to our definition at the very beginning, a stronghold is a mindset that hinders your growth. So it's important to realize that his skewed way of thinking will hinder his growth as a Christian. As this man continues to practice the activity of sin and continues to lie without repenting, and I mean without truly repenting and turning away from sin, he doesn't realize it, but it becomes a stronghold. So how can this man be delivered? Well, the solution for this man is A, he gains knowledge of the Word of God. If he starts spending time in the Word of God, he will find out that Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." B, when he finds out point A, that God hates lying lips, this is where the renewal of the mind starts to take place. Where he thought he needed to lie or had to lie because he wants to maintain a certain image, his thought process now starts to shift into alignment with God's word. C, this is where the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes in and causes this man to repent and have a desire to turn away from that sin. Now, this entire process takes a bit of time because you don't renew your mind or change your thought process to God's word in a day. You need to meditate and dwell on His word, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your heart and break that stronghold. This is a very simple illustration, but I hope it gives you some clarity on how strongholds form and how we can be set free.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.